Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's a pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. You've been listening already. Thank you especially for that. No matter where you are, however you're listening, on the radio, on the internet, subspace frequency, whatever it takes, thanks for being here. I want to talk about, it's just you and me for the next few segments. I want to talk about attitude. I want to talk about your attitude because, you know, I will be talking about and have been, but we'll continue to be talking about the fundamentals of operating a business, the fundamentals that we all have to perform to operate a business. You know, like you can't drive a car unless you put it in gear. You can't continue to drive a car if you don't put gas in the tank. You can't drive it for a long time without doing some maintenance on it. You had to replace the tires. Those are fundamentals of operating an automobile. Same thing with operating a business. You gotta bring cash in before you can give cash out. You got to make sure that you bring in more cash than you need, or at least as much cash coming in as cash going out. The object is to make a profit, to bring in more revenue than you have expenses, and what's left is a profit. And then of course you have to pay taxes, and you got to hire people and manage them and deal with customer relationships and all those things. Those are all fundamentals. Those are all the bricks and mortar and steel and shingles and you know, all that. I'm mixing all my metaphors up here, but those are just like the automobile. Those are the tires and the gas, et cetera, et cetera. So those are the fundamentals, we've got to do those, and we're going to talk about those as I do every year about this time. But right now I want to talk about attitude, and because a lot of what's going on right now in the economy is not so much the fundamentals, although a lot of it is, an awful lot of it is the fundamentals, and some of the challenges that we have. But a lot of the problem we have is in our attitude, in the attitude that we have between our ears, and so I want to talk about that as we are in this currently in this very challenging economic period, and as you know, I've been using the term challenging rather than the technical term recession. I haven't used that word very much, even though it is a fact. It is, we officially are in a recession, and technically, you know, there's not really anything wrong with saying it, except that I've been preferring to use either challenging or call it this thing that we're in right now. And the main reason is because I found that, as I've talked to small business owners around the country, that a lot of small business owners are hurting right now, but some are not doing that badly. Some are doing okay. But I have found that every small business owner, regardless of how their business is right now, everyone is justified in being concerned about the next 12 months. And on top of the fundamentals, on top of all the operating fundamentals that we all have to pay attention to, we also have to make sure that we have the right attitude. And as we anticipate whatever the next shoe is going to be that may drop, like if one or two of the big three automobile makers goes bankrupt, businesses and consumers alike are girding their loins right now in anticipation of 2009 being a tough year. And that kind of fear, that kind of attitude between our ears, is what causes a recession to last longer than it should. And, you know, we'd like to think that the big shoes have already dropped. We'd like to think that all that happened in 2008. And I hope that that's the case. I don't have any confidence that that's the case. There may be some other things out there. We just have to be honest about these things. And part of this attitude I'm trying to get you to assume, and that I'm trying to assume for myself, part of this is that that we be honest with ourselves. That we, you know, you've heard me talk about positive reality. Let's have positive reality right now. Let's don't get into negative hysteria. Let's focus on the positive reality. That's the attitude. But what that means is we can be positive about it, but we also have to deal with what's real, what the realities are. And I want to talk some more about this and some more about our attitude and how our attitude that we assume right now can be one of the big keys to making sure that we get through 2009 successfully. Tony Till, I'm Jim Blassingame. More to come after these messages.
That's right. Do it no matter what the people say.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And from there, you can find my blog, which I hope you'll check out. I update that on a regular basis, and I think you'll like what you find there. And, of course, you can get to also to my knowledge base, askjim.biz, from there. You can also find thousands of articles, thousands of archives, Brain Trust members, like by the hundreds, people in every discipline, the smartest people in the world on small business issues. So all that's there, and of course, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. I hope you'll check all that out and use it to your advantage. We built it for you, and there's no barrier to entry. It's all free. It's just you and me, and I'm talking about attitude. I'm talking about our attitude. You know, it's a small business owner's trait. It's our entrepreneurial trait to be pathological optimists, to be Pollyanna playing the glad game. If you remember that movie, you know, Pollyanna, the cute little blonde, Haley Mills, like to play the glad game. What am I glad about today? Well, it's our attitude to be that way, isn't it? And we're a glass half full kind of folks, aren't we? Well, that attitude, that positive attitude is being especially challenged right now. It's kind of, you know, dampening our attitude, the things that are going on right now. And you know, it's in our DNA, in fact, to claim Admiral Farragut's battle cry, "Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead." And that was from the Civil War, by the way. And we get frustrated when something like a recession gets in our way, because entrepreneurs have a take no prisoners attitude. That's the attitude we want to have. So how do we deal with all this? How do we manage our attitude in a positive reality way? How do we make sure that our attitude serves us well this year? How do we make sure that we can still have a fighting attitude, but still deal with the reality that, you know, some people our business may be off. Customers aren't buying as much. It's hard to get credit for if you're selling big ticket items. It's hard for your customers to get the credit they need. That's reality. You know, all the good attitudes, all the operating is not going to change that. So how do we deal with all that? I think one of the ways to do that, and I think this is a pragmatic attitude for 2009, is that we acquire this attitude as we make entries into our small business captain's logbook, and that attitude is discretion is the better part of valor. You've heard that term before. Right now, and in my opinion, for the rest of 2009, discretion is definitely the high percentage play. As we survey the economic landscape in front of us, and as we try to imagine what the near-term future will hold, it's going to take hard work. It's going to take a lot of hard work. It's going to take a lot of stick-to-itiveness and a lot of focusing on the fundamentals. And those things will be critical to small business success and survival, as in every year it's that way, but especially this year. But we should also find what I'm going to call a survival attitude that we can default to, especially in those difficult hours. And I use the word difficult hours, ladies and gentlemen. And I've been here, I've been there, I've done that, I bought the T-shirt. The unit of hours I'm using, and I'm doing it on purpose, is because while large businesses, the CEOs of large businesses, they may wonder if they're going to survive this year. Small business owners sometimes wonder if they're going to survive the next hour. And I have been there in my history, in the history of my business. There have been times when I wondered if I was going to be available, I was going to be alive and thrive and operating, I should say, my business just another hour. And some of you out there, I see you, you know, I see the looks on your faces, and I can tell that you've been there too. So what happens when we get to the difficult hours? What do we need to help us? I think we have to have some kind of an attitude for that, for those hours, for those times. That I'm going to call I'm referring to it as the 2009 small business attitude. But I want it to be our default attitude for 2009. It's the one that we go to. It's the attitude that we default to in those most difficult times. And here it is, and I think you may have heard me say it already this year, but I'm going to say it again. The 2009 Small Business Survival Attitude is, this year, I'm going to win by surviving. This year, I'm going to win by surviving. You get to define the what success is for your business. You get to do that. That's not for me to say. But I want to tell you folks, in 2009, in my opinion, the positive reality is that there's no shame for any small business to consider 2009 a good year if you're open for business on January 1, 2009. If you can actually be available to open your business on January 1st, 2009, then I want you to be able to say, I had a good year. Now, if you can do better than that, if you can say, I not only had a good year, but I had a profitable year, I had a great year, we grew, we accomplished these things, et cetera, et cetera. If you can do that, congratulations. But for a lot of small businesses in 2009, I think the positive reality is that survival will be considered winning. And we'll talk about that some more, and a little bit of a way to look at the horizon just a little bit differently when we come back after these messages. Tin Till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Little Grace Slick bringing us back. Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. We're continuing to talk about attitude. What's the attitude for 2009? Well, you know, I want to make you know that it's not my attitude. It's not my nature. I'm just like you. As I said earlier, I'm the pathological optimist. You know, I think, that's what we do. We couldn't do what we do, small business owners. We couldn't do the entrepreneurial things that we do, the Herculean things, the things that nobody else can do, things, if we weren't like that. And I'm just like you. I'm that way, too. And so I promise you, it's not my, it upsets me, frankly, to talk about winning by surviving. But I think that's the positive reality. But I do think that this is all going to come to an end one day. When is that going to happen? I don't know. I think the second half of the year is going to look better, but it's not going to look great. I don't think the second half of the year is going to be, I don't think we're going to look back and say, woo, I'm glad all that's behind us, because I think, you know, better by what degree? You know, if we're going negative, if we've got negative economy now, negative growth now, which we have in this recession, you know, better in the second half means not negative, but how much positive? And you know, we still have to pay for a lot of stuff. So, but things are going to pick up. Things will turn. And you and I have to be ready to do that, to take care, to take advantage of that. You and I have to be there to do that. And so if you think you need to take a risk in 2009, or as you see things turning around, maybe your particular industry, your particular marketplace, you're so smart that you've figured this out and you don't have a problem. Regardless, I'm encouraging you in 2009 to apply what I'm calling the carpenter's rule of cutting, which is measure twice, cut once. Measure twice, cut once. Make sure your capital picture, make sure the revenue, the funds, the capital behind whatever it is, whatever risk you're going to take, can support a mistake, because you're going to make one. We always do. Or a surprise. There isn't always a surprise, but there often is. And usually a surprise is associated with a mistake. So make sure your capital picture can support a mistake, the inevitable mistake that you're going to make, because you know whatever you're projecting, you know, projections are always wrong, and just prepare. If you fall short of your expectations, can your capital picture, with cash as tight as it is in 2009, can you support that kind of mistake? Make sure you can. Remember, and you've heard me say this before, there's a very fine line separating opportunity at the leading edge, where we all want to be. We all want to be out on the leading edge. We don't want to be back watching, you know, things happening in front of us. We want to be out in the front. We want to be leading the charge, right? But there's a very fine line separating opportunity at the leading edge and the cash-eating effects of the bleeding edge. And the bleeding edge, that's out there where those mistakes are. That's out there where those surprises are. That's out there where the train wreck is. That's the bleeding edge. But it's very fine, a very fine separation between where you want to be and where the danger is. That's the reason they call it risk. So be sure that you can do that. Measure twice, cut once this year if you're taking risks. Now, at the same time, we've all got to keep our eyes on the horizon all the time, looking for when the opportunity will start to come back again, looking for when the next recovery will happen and when the expansion begins, because we don't want to be behind the curve. We don't want to be missing opportunities. But regardless, even so, I think we have to think about this attitude that I've been proposing to you. Frankly, I think when we look back on 2009, I think it's likely that we'll determine that it wasn't as bad as we thought it would be. But let me tell you something, my friends. No small business will fail this year by applying discretion as the better part of valor. And so I'll leave you with my last thought that I've been talking about. And that's the small business survival attitude. In 2009, I want you to say this to yourself in the morning when you look in the mirror getting ready to go to work. In 2009, I'm going to win by surviving. Thanks for listening. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate. I'm going to be here all 2009. I'll be here right with you. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.